This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
So a lot of us already know about, prevention of illegal eviction from an unlawful occupation of land. But there's something that is very important, something that we need to know. And Philip is here to talk about it.
We're going to school today, right? We're going to school. School's in. Philip Schumann is here. He's the broker and owner of Remax Property Speaking, coming to you every Thursday, as you know. Good morning, Philip. How are you doing?
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Great. So we'd like to know more about this bill. What is it? What is it all about?
So initially, when it was promulgated in 98, it aimed to redress injustices of the past, okay? Mm. But, you know, in the last 20 or 25 odd years, it's been adulterated, and it's actually not being used what it was meant for. It's actually encouraging your illegal occupation, land invasions, building hijackings, and the eviction process. Even government says that the process is too slow.
Okay.
We as property owners and investors are feeling it because you are struggling to evict tenants.
Yeah.
You're finding illegal. It's a big thing now, illegal occupation.
Because it's a process.
This is a
very tedious process, yeah.
So this new bill aims at making this process smoother, quicker, and easier, and cheaper. The problem is it's currently, as the bill stands, the general comment is that it's not comprehensive enough.
I mean, you mentioned, when you were explaining something about how, as property owners and investors, there's that, you know, being impacted. But who is this bill directly impacting, and who is benefiting from it?
Everyone in property is affected, but it's technically now benefiting illegal occupants, professional tenants, as we call them. You know, they know the law better than you do, and they will stay longer than they're supposed to. And, you know, it makes your entire investment not financially viable.
So this is not just like your typical, like, illegal kind of people that will just come in and try to take over, but they know and they will fight you on this. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, so let me give you a bit of a indication of how insane this law is. It's probably the worst piece of legislation currently. It hurts a lot of people. So you've got, essentially, if I steal your handbag, that's a spoliation. So you've got a counter spoliation by taking it back immediately.
Yes.
Then it's still legal.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as I've waited and gone to the police, now I'm in the process. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's kind of counter. I need to basically steal my handbag back.
Because you can't just take it back.
Let me use another example. And there was currently a High Court ruling last 2-3 weeks ago in the Cape Town High Court. As soon as you call it a home, or as soon as it can be called a home, it becomes part of this act.
Oh, okay.
So let me use an example. If you come and you jump over my fence and you pitch a tent, I need to stop you immediately.
Yes.
If I don't stop you immediately and you've got proof there that you live there, even if it's an empty suitcase.
What?
Sure.
Now I'm screwed.
Are you being for real?
Yes. Mm. This is insane. It's insane.
Yeah.
And this is why the bill is definitely required. I just think that, and it's currently open for public participation, but the time window is upon us. 1st of June, public participation ends. So I would really, really beseech you, brethren, to go on and comment, leave your comments on the bill, and hopefully we can get a better piece of legislation out, which will give us teeth. As real estate agents, you as property investors and owners, and even the municipality, this bill is supposed to give it teeth and make it easier for us to actually run business. And that is going to increase our investment. Because currently there's a lot of property developers and investors that are refusing to go into residential because of this act.
Sure.
They are just refusing. They don't want to. And now we're sitting with, in Polokwane specifically, a shortage of housing. Why? Because developers don't want to develop residential. They will rather go for commercial.
Sure. So if, I mean, for someone, because if usually, you know, South Africans, a lot of times we hear these messages come out, but then we don't go actually and look at these bills and participate and lend our voices. For someone who doesn't see the benefit, I mean, I know you've just tried to explain, but maybe let's just use this moment as a parting shot to try and highlight again the importance of participating when there is an invitation for the public to participate.
So what you're saying is, who should all now participate?
Mm.
Well, I think the problem is tenants who are benefiting, or people who are benefiting from this, like inciting illegal sale of land, which is a massive thing now. Mm. I mean, there's currently, I'm not even going to mention names, but there's currently a big case on that, 27 municipal properties being sold. So the problem is the guys that everyone has a say. It's kind of the problem with democracy. but there are people that are benefiting from this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they are going to probably comment in their benefit.
Mm.
But I think the only people that really need a say here
mm-hmm.
are the people who are negatively financially affected, like property developers, landowners, municipalities. You know, because we are the ones that stand to lose the most. Now, if I'm going to benefit from this, I'm going to say, no, let's leave it the way it is.
Oh, I hear you.
Because it's currently being adulterated.
Yeah, sure. So there we go. Like today, you know, a very important call, of course, for you to just, if you're not sure what we're talking about and you're just trying to piece out everything, just try and Google the pending draft prevention of illegal eviction from unlawful occupation of land, PIE amendment bill. Just try to get information on that and see how you can participate. But thank you so much, Philip, for coming through and talking to us. Always appreciate your great insights. Philip Skuman, broker and owner of Remax.
Thanks, guys.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.